said we learned yesterday, Ashlach, we have the Pasha Tzitzis, the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Mitzvah Tzitzis, you know what the basic Mitzvah is, and a beggar of Abba Kampfis, you mechui turn on Tzitzis. In the Mitzvah Tzitzis, there's two parts. There's the Chutim Levonim, there's the white strings, the white Tzitzis, and there's the Tcheilas. The Tzitzis is Tcheilas. Tcheilas is a blue color, the Chayer. All the Tzitzis, the Menachis, the end of the Kamisraba, and Tegat Tcheilas. It's Bichelk Shachnach, Erechaim, and Tzitzis. Basically, that's the Mitzvah to put Tzitzis on a big Abba Kampfis. Again, it's the Ikka Mitzvah is to have Chutim Lovan and Chutim Tcheilas. It's one Mitzvah Sasei. In the Taig Mitzvahs, it's all one Mitzvah Sasei. The Tcheilas is part of the Mitzvah. There's a big chilik between the Chutim Lavonim, the white Tzitzis, and the Tcheilas, and what it's made out of. The Chutim Lavonim, the white Tzitzis, can be made out of one of three things. It could either be made out of Tzema, or can be made of Hishtin, or can be made of Mimin HaBegah. The Gemara is the Kash, the Gemara is the Stira, Rabba Rami, Rabba is the Stira, the Ksiv HaKnaf, the Gemara says, this is Gemara in Menachos Lacham HaTesem HaBeis. Rabba Rami, Ksiv HaKnaf, and the Gemara Darshan is Min Knaf. That teaches you that Tzitzis could be to the Min of the Begah, the type, whatever the Begah is, the material of the Begah, that's what you make the Tzitzis out of. And there's another Pasuk that says, Ksiv Tzem HaKishtin, that the Tzitzis should be made out of wool or linen. So it's a steer. Okay, so the Gemara answers, Tzemu Pishtin, Paitin, Beimu Minim, Bein Shalav Minim. Tzemu Pishtin is always good. Any type of baguette. If it's a cotton baguette, or a silk baguette, or even a wool, linen, then you could use Tzemu Pishtin. But that part is Beimu Minim, Bein Shalav Minim. Sham Minim, other Minim of Tzitzis, let's see, you want to use like silk Tzitzis, or cotton Tzitzis, that a Minim Paitin, if that's the Min of the baguette, the part is it, Shalav Minim Paitin. So it comes out that if you have, let's say, the cotton tzitzis, agav, chesidim nidereisim, chedim mitzvah tzitzis is only on a baguette of semi pishtin. And with the banan goes to make tzitzis on even other minim of tzitzis.
How do you have
Oh, we mean a baguette. Who's asking? Have a look at that. What? Min knaf. Maybe I'm wrong, but okay, I'm not going to go into the same now. I hear you saying what. Okay, but Kaponim, if you have a beggar, let's say the way Lipisha, they wear that cotton beggar of them, if you have a cotton beggar, you could use one of three things. The tzitzis can be made either of tzema, either wool, or pishtin, or linen, or cotton. You could have cotton tzitzis. If you have a beggar of tzema, you have to use dafka, tzema, or pishtin. And the Rambam says that for the chutim levonim, you should not use pishtin because it would be klayim. For tcheilas, I want to get this, but for tcheilas, the Gemara's drasha has to be dafke imra. Tcheilas has to always be tzema. The taitch of tcheilas means the color, but taitch of tcheilas, the Gemara also says, means imra, also means dafke wool. So for the tcheilas, no matter what the beged is, you always have to use wool. So if you have a beged of pishtin, and you use it, and you're putting on tcheilas, which is tzema, you would have klayim. So the Gemara says that klayim is mutter by tzitzis because as the loisa say the mitzvah say tzitzis would be deicha the loisa say klayim. The Chaim talk about this hutra tchuya of akapanu. If you have a baguette of tzema and in the times when they had tchelos, today we don't have tchelos. It was lost. Everybody knows that the Regina was about 100 years ago. The Regina Rebbe, who's big goyin, who mechabes to retire, he felt that he found tchelos. He found them in tchelos, and Regina chesidim they wear tchelos today. Recently, the people that feel they found a different tchelos, I don't know if you know what's going on today, but they found a different, they found a snail, they found a different amphibian, that they feel that that's tchelos. And I heard it's really taking off. They say there's thousands of people that are wearing this new tchelos. Maybe it's Mecham also. Someone told me maybe Solvelsky is wearing it, this new tchelos. Kamen Epstein is wearing this new tchelos. I think the cheshbon is in Moyer and Yazik. If it's not right. What's the sign?
I don't know, but there's a sign. Some
of
the
whole thing,
it's not real
sense.
That's
what I'm
saying. The same color
as
black.
Yes,
yeah. Okay. But maybe the does what we always did, that we feel today, tchelos somehow is lost, and we don't have tchelos. There are paskins, and the Rebbe Shain paskin, that tchelos not market. Even though tchelos not market, so we don't wear tchelos. But in the times when they have tchelos, they would put tchelos even on a beggar shel pishtin, even though it was wool. Tchelos has to be wool, and they would put on a beggar shel pishtin because they would say, we would say, Esedech Leisesei. You'll have to do the mitzvah of tchelis, the amidecha, the mitzvah applying. It's actually, if tchelis is makav in that, is a mission in Menachos, but I'm a ches, I'm a ches, but again, the Rambam pegan, so it's a sitzis lachadalad, and Rav Yishan, they pass on like the Mishnah, that the tchelis is not makav. So today we don't do tchelis, but when they did do tchelis, they had tchelis even on a beggar of Kishnan, we didn't ask the tchelis to say. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says Menachos up in. Oh, so for the lava, the Rambam says you should not. If you bring a beged of pishtin, you should not use semeh for that beged for the lava, because the Rambam says since it's efshel kaim shneim, whenever it's efshel kaim shneim, you don't see a sech like to say. But tchelos, you have no choice. Tchelos has to be semeh, and you bring a beged of pishtin.
Why
wear a beggar of pishtin? Oh, that you don't say. That's not called Efshel Kaim Shneim. If you want to wear a beggar of pishtin, and Torah gave you a mitzvah, the Torah Betzim gave you a mitzvah, it also gave you a license to say. When you want to wear a beggar of pishtin, Torah gave you a mitzvah, put in tchelos with tzemeh, and you also have a license to say, apply him, that we say is the license to say. But for the loving Shaboy, when you put on pishtin, the Torah does not tell you to put on tzitzis of tzemeh, you can put on tzitzis of pishtin. So there the Rambam says it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, so it would be interesting. A beggar of pishtin, you would wear pishtin levonim, white strings, and you wear, and the tchelos would be tzemeh. The Gemara also says Achim Gimel, Gemara's address, the Pasuk says, Yisamai say, we dash in Pratan Ksus Laila. Pratan Ksus Laila, there's no light, and you don't see, then the Laila loves man tzitzis. Laila's night is not the time of tzitzis. So what does it mean, Laila loves man tzitzis? It's a big machek zishainim.
Thank you, bigger distance, Laila. The more
chutzim
of tzemeh that you have, it's not
2 minutes. Right. I hear you. I've seen her also. Yeah, very good. I'm seeing mice and pishtin. Ram is moed that you do, that you put on tchelos of tzemeh. So you are doing the tchelos of tzemeh. You are having klayim in this baguette. But Ram says, don't do the levonim, don't do the white screens of tzemeh. So like a bit of asking, I was thinking also, why don't you say, I mean, you're having anyway klayim here. I mean, anytime you're having a sechah, so what's wrong with eating a little bit more? The teretz is eating a little bit more, will be more fine.
What makes it more fine? That's what I mean. What makes it more
fine? Mm-hmm.
If you have 40%
and 50%
this, and 50% this, what's more fine? That's what Ram says.
For the tchelos we have es dechlois to say, and for the lava, which you have a choice, es shel kaim shneim, you don't say es dechlois to say.
If it's hutcher, it's
so that's hutcher, and now you don't have a hutcher, now you're creating more. Yeah, so you have a raya that's hutcher, maybe. Okay. Yes, that's a nice so again, in this halacha of Yisum, it's a pratan tzitzis laila, the more dashans, laila loves man tzitzis. Night is not as man of tzitzis. It's machos yishen, what does that mean? The case of Mishnah, in Perek Gimel Chassitzis Chazayin, and the Hagas Maimin, and Samadayik, in the Rambam, the Rambam holds, and the Gemara Kapshukta, laila loves man tzitzis means, no matter what beged you're wearing, at night you put them tzitzis. There's no din tzitzis at night. It's not a pashat halacha that night is not the time of tzitzis. But tzitzis, menachos, tachmimim beiz, Shem Rebbeinu Tam and other Rishonim, they learn as Mishat. They learn that Laila loves Man Tzitzis goes on the Beged. A Beged Shal Laila, a Beged that's Miyuchid for nighttime, Moshe pajamas, that is part of Man Tzitzis. Even if you wear it in the day, if you have a nighttime Beged that's made to wear at night, then even if you're in the day, it's part of Man Tzitzis. And a Beged Shal Yom, a Beged that's Miyuchid for the daytime, a Beged like a regular talus that you're made to wear in the daytime, if you're wearing it at night, it's also Miyuchid for Tzitzis. It goes on the Beged. A Beged Shal Yom is Chayav Tzitzis always. And the beggar shon laila is always potum tzitzis. It's a big machos yishenim. Very good. Oh, so that's the discussion itself. That's the discussion. The Gemara does say the Feirish that since we hold laila loves man tzitzis, nashim potum tzitzis. It was a mitzvah shes man grama. So the case of the kasha, if laila loves man tzitzis is going on the beggar, and the beggar shiyim is always chayv tzitzis, so why is that mitzvah shes man grama? The Gemara, the Yisrael Mitzvah Mangor means the Mitzvah is only in time, the main Sukh is in Kedushin of Lamed Aleph, but why is this called Mitzvah Mangorma? And that the Gemara says that Beferish. So the answer is, as Oshin is, Vem Rebein Etam, Afagav the Ksus Yom Chayav Tehil B'Layel, even though Begad of Yom is Chayav even at night, the Ksus Layel will put the Tehil B'Yom, and Ksus Layel is always put the Tehil B'Yom, Mikom Akaim Mikri Shafi is Mangorma, Shehayim Gerim L'Chayav HaMalbosh. It still calls Man Grama, since the Yoim is Machayev the Malbush. Since the Gedda of the Malbush, of the Beged, is Tony in his mind, that's also called Man Grama. It's a bit Chiddush, it's also called Man Grama. But that's the Tarius.
The
time is going on the beggar, not going on the isha. Yes. But this is a special halacha that noshim apata from tzitzis, because the whole mitzvah is man grama. So this would be a pasha zach. Mechassana points it out that if an isha would want to be machnas up in the mitzvah and put on tzitzis, which nobody does, but if a lady would want to wear beged shadal and kamas to put on tzitzis, she would not be allowed to put on tchelis on a beged shel pishtin. She could that much that zoyvayt she cannot do. She cannot take a beged shel pishtin and put. And she wants to put on lavan, okay, but she cannot go put on tchelis because that would be klein b'tzitzis. And for Noshim, they are moved on this of Klayim. Noshim do have the din of Shatnas. They are also to a Klayim and Shatnas. So they don't have the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So they don't have after the Chalitza say. So an Isha would not have the din of Chalitza say. So an Isha for sure cannot wear. A man could wear a Begish of Pishtan with Chalitza of Tzema because he has after the Chalitza say. An Isha would not. But the Michas Chinuch, the mitzvah Shem Peva, by Zayin, he says to the Santa Chakir. He says, what would be the din of a Chatzi Yeh v'Chatzi Ben Chayin? You have a chatzi ev, a chatzi ben chayrin. Mitzad the ben chayrin, that's the case, we know the famous case. You have two shutzim that are on an eved, and one shutzim frees the eved. So this eved is half a ben chayrin, he has a din of a regular Yisrael, and the other half has a din of an eved. An eved is mechuv mitzvahs ke'isha. So the chatzi eved does not have the mitzvah tzitzis. So he does not have the eved that he say. But the chatzi ben chayrin does have the eved that he say, and he wants to put on a beged shel pishtan. Can he put on tchelis? Do you say that the Chatzi ben Chayrin is mechuyev in tchelis, so he has esed the chalais to say, he could put on tchelis? Or do you say, no, the Chatzi Eved is potter from tzitzis, he does not have esed the chalais to say, but he will be an issa, flying. So what's the stodom over here? So I think the stodom over here is, the husband, the chakir is, how do you understand the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chayrin? Is he a maisa? Do you look at him like two people or one person? If you look at him like one person, so this one person, Mitzad, his Chatzi ben Chayrin, has a mitzvah saseh. The Torah told him, put on tchelis. And if he has mitzvah saseh, that mitzvah saseh is derech chadaloyt. It doesn't make a difference, he's a Chatzi Eved. On this concept, if you look at the whole picture, the whole person, this kol ha'odam, this whole Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chayrin, ha'ot the mitzvah saseh. If he has a mitzvah saseh, that's derech chadaloyt saseh. That will be the Tzad that he's chayiv. Or do you look at it? No, do you look at it? You break it down. Mitzad the Chatzi Eved, he does not have mitzvah to say. He does not have the tchia, well, the hutu does not have the esdech to say. And for him, he cannot put on the tchelis, and you tell him not to do it. To say that, tell him don't wear the beggar of the pishtan at all, that's the chayr, not as far. That's the chayr, like we're telling by every person, we don't tell a regular person, don't put on beggar of pishtan and don't get involved with the whole shayr. We don't say that. If he wants to put on beggar of pishtan, the Torah came along and gave him mitzvah to say, to put on tchelis. And that I say is derech chadaloyt to say. But for the Chatzi of Chatzi ben Chayrin, that we have a Shaila. This might be telling what we spoke about last week, the Tosfos in Shabbos, Tafdal, that says, when do you say, in Erevim Lodom Chatei, Bishvil Shiyos Chavecha, so Tosfos says the Gedda is, if he's the Loi Pasha, with a person that's not doing anything wrong, then we do say Chatei Bishvil Shiyos Chavecha. So that wouldn't be a Svar either. But they say, I think this is a Svar, and it's a very specific Chakir, and how you look at a Chatzi of Chatzi ben Chayrin, you look at the whole person as one, And this concept she has in him a mitzvah say, mainly the chalitz to say, well, we break it down and say, no, we said the chatzi eved, he has no mitzvah say, so he should not do this avera. That's not enough. Another shayla I want to speak about is something I saw recently. It's an old shayla. It's about 130 years old since Alexander Graham Bell, maybe other people invented a telephone. They've been talking about can a person be yitzah? Shemek Oina on a telephone. If he ate a bracha, the marshal, you know, he came up, someone needed someone to be moist in his fierce Oima, he calls him on the phone, can you make a bracha of him? Or Bechal, whatever case, could someone be ate in the Megillah, or something else on a telephone, it's a weekday. The same shayang is with a microphone. You can listen to a Megillah Sessa on a microphone, or even a hearing aid maybe. If a person has a hearing aid, Rahman Son in his ear, can he be ate a bracha through a hearing aid? So the first one to speak about the shayla is The story of that Seifa is, they say, going way back when Shamsam was a young man, his mother got a hearing aid. And he was clattering right away. Can he talk to his mother on Shabbos? Kibbidim. But has it, because he was wondering, how does it work? When you talk to someone with a hearing aid, you make the electricity work or something. You're making the battery, making it work. He's saying, I'll talk to her. So he went, he decided to go through the whole sugya, and he came out with a whole Seifa on all nyanim of electric. And they say it was a big hit at the time. It was very famous. They got a beautiful scholar for Chaim Reza in Vilna, they got all that. And he speaks about the Shiloh also. I think people were hearing about
it. But
getting to this Shiloh, can you push the Yitzhak Bracha or something on the telephone or on the microphone? They want to compare it to the Mishnah at the end of Hashanah. The Rambam recently in the Chumash, the Mishnah of Hashanah, the Chazan Rambam says that the key is a bar. The key is shayfa. If someone does the key into a bar, and then he hears the shayfa. Im kol shayfa shama. If you hear the original kol shayfa, yatsa. Im kol havar shama kol yatsa. If you hear the echo, kol havar means like an echo, then you're not yatsa. So they want to talk about that. Maybe this has a din of an echo.
But it's Adam, they're not okay.
But the muscle with the din is clear. If you lay in the middle of the din, you have to be machine law. You're not really hearing the voice, the person's voice. All you're hearing is an electronic reproduction of the voice.
It depends if you go analog or digital. Analog, you're hearing the voice.
It's the same thing when you're not hearing my voice, it's only waves. It's electronic. But it's an electronic signal that continues to wave. Digital change. Okay, so who says that's not your voice?
Here's also a wave. Why digital? Why digital? Because digital, they recreate it on the other hand. It's a recreation. They find it, they recreate it with numbers. It's possible. There's nothing in the middle. Okay, so the whole time there's something going on in the middle. It even gets weaker. Okay, so digital doesn't get weaker. Yeah, basically that's what I mean. I was thinking, best way to push it, that when you listen to someone on the phone from 100 miles away, you're not hearing his voice. It's 100 miles away. Obviously you're hearing it was understood the way you're explaining digital, that you're hearing electronic reproduction, you're not hearing his voice.
And so with two cups with a string in between. Also don't hear it without a string in between. Same thing.
Okay, so you're getting to what I was going to say. This is actually what I saw this week. I saw in the Mincha Shleimer of Shem Zalman, in the Sefer, Shuvah Sefer, it's in Chel Galah, Simetes, and Hago Iskimo on the bottom, he writes that he wrote a whole Yichas on the Sinyin, and then he met the Chazanish, and he spoke to the Chazanish in person about the Shaila, and the Chazanish was the one that told him that it's not so poshut, and there is a big tzad to say that you are Yitza. Let's see if I have a question here. But basically, the way I understand what the Chazanish was saying is, really, if you understand the Metzius of Kol even more than we're saying, then maybe you can understand this, because the Metzius of Kol is, there really is no such thing as a Kol. There is no real sound coming out. When a person speaks, like the Rambam is saying, when a person speaks, he creates vibrations in the air, and those vibrations, when it comes to the next person's ear, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made in the Oizen in the person's ear, that those vibrations make a sound that he hears in his moich, in his brain, in his head. So the whole thing is that the person is creating vibrations. Is a mail attend the Chazanish, maybe if you created an electric vibration electrically, that's also you also created that, and he's hearing that. What's the difference if it's vibrations in the air or you created some sort of electrical impulse that creates the sound? And it's amazing the Chazanish said there's this big sabbat, that's also called the same thing, the same shmiya. Yeah, he didn't consider it a grammar. Yeah, he didn't consider it pretty direct. Right. He's saying even the just like he understood. I think he understood technology pretty well. He said just like when you create vibrations in the ear, that reaches the person's ear, he hears it. The same thing over here. There's an old Chacham B'Gayim Tamin, there's an old question by philosophers, philosophical question, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? They make this into a whole philosophical question. To me, it's not a philosophical question. To me, it's a question in Messias. The answer is, when a tree falls in the forest, it makes the vibrations, but if there's no human ear to pick up those vibrations, that those vibrations are not going to create a sound. So that's the real answer in the fire. But upon him, the Chazon Ish said that there is, he didn't paskin that yoytz on a phone, on a telephone, but he does say, there's a big sad to say, that just like it's always vibrations in the air reaching for the same thing with the electronic reproduction, those electronics that you made. And Chazon Ish threw in one more point, because it happens simultaneously. You're hearing it right away. On a telephone, there's mamash no hefzik. The same time the person speaks, you hear it. And it's so minute.
The English is signs of the WhatsApps. Sure
it was. How long?
I spoke to Israel, it was even longer. So of course, that's going through the wire.
When you speak, no, well, I'll tell you what Shem Zaman understood when he threw that in. He understood that to explain.
I'm just saying a tape is not going to be somebody makes a tape of a brach, and you want to hear the brach, it's not going to be yours. Because that's already posak from his club. There is that. But over here, it's a continuous movement.
That's
what you mean by the
Basakh. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, the Shem Zaman, he walked away. He said, he does end up at the end that he does not understand what the Chazon Ish is saying completely. He doesn't really understand it, why this should be considered Shmiya. But the Chazon Ish does hold that it's a big tzad to say that you are Yitz on the telephone. And Shem Zaman understood that he was coming to answer Akasha, why is this different than the Mishnah in Kol Havar Shem Alo Yatza? And he understood the difference between the telephone and Kol Havar is this, that Kol Havar has a hefzik. Between the speaking and the echo, you know, you hear it, it comes afterwards. The echo happens after the person speaks. Mashenkin on the telephone happens at the same time, Basachas. So that's how he understood the Chazon Ish. Afterwards, I found that Moshe has a tshuva about it. In our Chaim Tanu Beisim Kuches, where he says this is very similar svar. He wants to say that also, he says it's a big start to say that you are Yitzah, a bracha, or something on the phone, on the telephone. Also with the svar, that the same way Yitzah, when you hear when a person speaks, you're not really hearing his voice, he's only creating vibrations in the ear that reach the eardrum. The same thing, if you create this electronic impulse that reaches the eardrum and makes the sound, it's the same thing. And Ramosha wants to say, yes, also, but why is it different in the Mishnah? It says Kol Havara Lo Yatza. So interesting, Ramesh says a whole different shot. Ramesh says that the reason why Kol Havara, an echo, you're not Yatza, is because an echo, Kol Havara, is not Chazak Ubohia. It's not so clear. An echo is never that clear. The sound is always lacking. It's always lacking in quality. It's not so clear. And a telephone, he says, it's a very clear sound. It's a very clear
sound.
That's what he seems to say. And this to me, both of them was very chiddush to me, because and it would come, I always understood the Mishnah that in Kol Shreita Shem Yasam Kol Var Shem Aliyatza means that the reason is because Kol Var is not the human voice. I'm not hearing the human voice, I'm hearing the echo. But according to the Svara, the echo also came from the vibrations, it also all came from the person. It will not be any worse than a telephone, so you have to say a different shot. So the Chazon Ish came along and said that the reason why Kol Havar is no good is because there's a time lapse, there's a little hefzik in Zman. It's not the echo happens after you speak, and the Kol has to be the same time as the person speaks. And Ramesha said the reason is because Kol Havar is not clear. It's not so clear, it's not so chazan, not so strong. So to me, it's a big chiddush. When you win the Mishnah, posh pshan the Mishnah, at the king of Secha bar, a person blows a shaving into a bar, im kol shayfa sham yasim, kol avar sham al yasim, you're not yates if you hear kol avar, you're not yates if you hear nekol. So what's pshan this Mishnah? Why not? So we have your three pshatim. I thought the posh pshat was kol avar, you're not yates because you're not hearing the person's call, you're hearing the echo, something else. But the Chazon Ish says, that's lav dafka chasarin. The Chazon Ish says the chesaron of Kol Havar is because it's not the basachas. A whole different shot. It's not basachas. It happens afterwards. It's a little hefzik. And Ramosha says the third shot that the chesaron of Kol Havar is because it's not clear and it's not chazak. Yeah. You find it.
I
have to find it. It is. How do you understand?
I mean, he's saying that by microphone, the child is mechazik the person's voice. So you can't call it Kol Havar, it's mechazik his voice.
Kol Avor, the pshat is that it's considered a secondary thing. It's not the etzem voice for the chiddush.
I understand what you're saying, that that's the chiddush of Kol Avor.
What's wrong with the chiddush of Kol Avor? I don't understand. So let's say you hear shvach and kol from a shoyt, but you're not yoytem. So what is shvach? Who gives it shvach?
But that is the kol, but this is a shvach from the original kol. Okay.
So we have two
in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is not as special as we thought. One last thing is Bar Kopanim, but Ramesha does end off that Lamaisa he does not want to be Makel to listen to Bracha or to anything on a telephone or microphone, and Hashem Zalman writes that he writes he's Mitzayim Moed, he has not sat to tell people that they have to use a hearing aid. That L'chayr de Nat Yetzah, because they're also hearing electronic reproduction in their ear from the hearing aid, L'chayr de Nat Yetzah, he feels weird telling them that. But he did pass on to them, if they have no choice and they have to listen with the hearing aid, they should not make a bracha. They should, if you have no choice, you should at least try to be Yetzah with the hearing aid, but let's say someone's being Moitzi them with Tekiyah Shaifa, and they have to make their own bracha. He tells them, don't make a bracha because you might not be Yetzah. Yes, he has his Messiah to tell people that, but the Messiah, that's what he tells people. That's the chayr which you tell someone. Someone that with a hearing aid, if he's able to take it out for any of these mitzvahs and be mesamitz and listen and stay very close to the bakir, they say stifle was hard of hearing. He always got the aliyah of Pashat Zacha, and the bakir was like talking to his ear while looking to say the Torah.
What about an implant? Got an implant that takes the vibrations, but just does it with the ear, right? And puts it right in the brain.
The cochlear implant. Now, all these shaylos you have to understand, you're not going to find them in the old achrenim or rishonim for sure now, because all these shaylos first came up again with Alexander Graham Bell when the temple was invented about 130 years ago. So that's why it's all going to be recent, and they're trying to learn it out from the Torah. In the Mincha Shleima in Eistavet, he brings down another shayla, which place can talk about today. Also, it's also a new shayla, not something that we had before the telephone. Can you answer amen to a bracha here in the telephone? You're talking to your friend, regular case, talking to your friend, he takes a drink of water, he makes a shakal, and the natural reaction is to go amen. Or you're going to have to say amen. No, Mincha Shleima. Shem Zaman. He has a shuv on these inyanim, but this is Mincha Shleima. So he brings down, and others speak about it also. The halacha is in Shulchan Aruch Chaim, in Reish Tesvos Tzadalad, that a bracha v'tol and b'shem u'malchus also tends to amen. And Shulchan Aruch says the person who says amen and bracha v'tol, he's over the yisra bracha v'tol. It's mamash the same thing. To go say amen and bracha v'tol is the same aver as bracha v'tol. It's a chalom ma'oid. So you're not going to just say amen. If a person says a divrei shevach or a divrei bracha, he tells the person hatzlacha, you're not to say amen to that, of course. It's not a b'shem u'malchus. But once the b'shem u'malchus, it has to be a regular bracha. And if it's a bracha v'tal, you're not allowed to answer amen. As a minna, they declare, this bracha is not a bracha v'tal. This person is taking a drink of water, he's making shakal. But the bracha that you hear is not really a bracha. Now already at this point, it was not a bracha in the ear. It was just a bracha. If you hold that a bracha on the telephone is, you're not yetza.
It's the same thing.
So Pesachim, they want to say you should really not answer. The person who actually, even when he's watching a chasma video or something, to say then he has a bracha, everyone goes on, man, it's really not so pasha, because it is a shame of malchus sound happening, and there's no real bracha behind it, there's no take of a bracha, no din bracha, it's not much rather bracha at all.
But it's enough
of saying amen on these words.
He says the bracha of atol, and he says amen on bracha of atol. But on the Saturday, just say bracha of atol, the amen is no different than he says.
Yeah, the reason why saying amen bracha of atol is not because he did an aveira. I'm saying amen has aveira. It's because on the shem of malchus, that when you say amen, it's like you're saying those words. What? But there is a sound. Maybe the chesaron over the telephone is that it's not miyuchas to the mavarech. So the bracha does not come from any chi, it does not come from anybody. But it is a bracha. It is a sound of a bracha. And you don't.
Well,
the side, the Shem Zalman does say, and a lot of places can do say that you should not answer amen to that bracha. They say for that reason there is a shayla. It's considered answering amen on a bracha that has no din bracha, and that would be an amen on a bracha v'talam.
Maybe it's not
and you should not do it. Interesting. I know people are talking makban in it, but I had one kasha on that. My kasha on this whole hero, this whole psak that they're giving out, that you should not say ami when you hear bracha on a video or something else, but you should not say ami when you hear bracha on the telephone. From the Gemara Sukkah, famous Gemara Sukkah stuff, the Nalpan Beit says, "Now stand Yisham Mitzrayim." He was big Hamoyna Am. He was more than Shishim Yirim, millions of people, and there many of the Sadav in one big Olam, Tzigul B'Tzibur. And obviously, not everyone could hear the Shiach Tzibur. So what they used to do was, they had a system, they used to wave flags every time it was time to say Amen. The people up close would hear, but everybody else would see the flags waving, and they would know what to say Amen. So you see from there that you don't have to hear the bracha. All you have to know is be mechav in the shah. If you know the time from the flag waving that guy made a bracha then, you're not answer Amen, so why should the telephone be worse than the flag?
Right.
I'm hearing on the phone, I know he made the shakar right then, so then the flag. So why can't I say Amen right then and there?
So let me just tell you, you know that somebody's making a
problem.
You have no shaykhs at all. Also, you
can tell me. So this is my kasha on this psak that all the Rabbanim are saying today, not the answer on my phone. Why is it that I'm standing in Mitzrayim? So I think the Teretz is, there is a chilek. But in our standing in Mitzrayim, it was one tziba. It was one tziba. And we were all shaykhs at tziba. Some of the people heard the brachas, and we were all shaykhs at tziba. The problem is we don't hear, we don't know when he's saying. So if we know when he's making the bracha, since we're shaykh to him, because we're connected to him, we're connected to people, that could be the svar why you can say Amen. Hashem came on the telephone, where you're 100 miles away, or 60 miles away, and you can't hear, and you have no shaykh to the person, really, just because you know he's making the bracha, does not give you a head to say Amen. Could be that shot in this psak.
And we're all connected, right? There's millions of people using those same phone lines, so we're all connected.
But it's not a tziva. So this is the Shikha Chiddush I'm saying, but that Shanda Gemara and Sukkot Nalaf, that the Mizu and Sanjay Shemesayim, they were able to say in Sa'amin, was because they were all, it was one big, it was one Shem Tziva, it was Nisachit, the one Tziva, they were all there, and part of the Tziva heard the Shliach Tziva, so they're all Shayach to the Shliach Tziva, that's why they have right the in Sa'amin, as long as they know when it is. Mashen can tell them, that's what they're passing through, Yitaka Shanayin Sa'amin. Thank you.